Anthony, we got a letter from a listener who wanted some advice. And then I was thinking, there's no way they listen to this show if they want advice from either one of us.
Well, you're a PhD, so you actually can give advice. You just can't take advice, but
that's
you
right.
can give advice and you have a degree behind it.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so then I don't feel so bad. So maybe you can help me with this one. Here's the letter we got. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dear Cooper and Anthony, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I have been together for over 10 years. We have an amazing 3-year-old daughter together. However, our relationship is that of friends. My husband says he's still in love with me, but I only see him as a friend. I have for the past 2 years. There really isn't anything wrong with our relationship, but I'm not sure I want to spend the rest of my life with somebody who I'm not in love with. Do all marriages go through this?
Yes, and you should get a divorce and get somebody else.
Right. She doesn't say how old she is in there. I think it's I don't think it should matter how old they are.
Mm.
But that was the whole thing with my ex-husband. He's my best friend. Even to this day, I was on the phone with him today for like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But so we were together for 8 years total. I would say the last 2 years of our marriage, we were just best friends. You know, we had no interest in each other sexually. We were just hanging out together. Like, I even said to him at one point, I was like, listen, if you want to date somebody, you can certainly do that. It won't bother me, because I felt bad. It's like I felt bad that I wasn't interested in him like that anymore. You know, I think that once you get to that place with somebody, you should set them free, set yourself free, and then go find somebody that you're passionate about. You know, great. You have a daughter together. You could still parent. You could still look. Like I said, my ex-husband and I are still best friends.
Mm.
You don't have to be enemies just because you get divorced. You just have to reframe the relationship. We're no longer married, but we're still best friends and parents together.
See, this is the problem with marriage right here. Is
what?
You're going to get sick of them in just a few years, and you should be able to go from person to person to person to person.
So what, like a marriage should have an expiration date? You should like after 5 years or 10 years, just kind of like reevaluate?
I think after 5 years, you sit down with a lawyer and he's got to meet with you separately. You can't do it together. It's
okay.
Got to be in separate rooms. So, you know, you ask him if he wants it to go on. Then you ask her if she wants it to go on. If they both say no, not really, then you just dissolve it.
And what if they both say yes, but with stipulations, and they want like some sort of amendment, like, okay, yes, but I'd like him to do the dishes more. I'd like him to take care of the kids more. Like, can you have, you know,
no.
I'd like sex twice a week instead of once a month.
No.
I mean, can you then have stipulations and like negotiate?
No, because 5 years in, that's the guy you're going to get.
Okay.
That's the girl you're going to get. I'm not going to change. You know, in 5 years, I'm not going to wash the dishes more because you told me to. It's just the way I am. If you don't like it, go get somebody else. So then if they say yes, you should get, you know, stay married, then get remarried. You know, have some friends. Don't do a big wedding, but just have some friends, drink, have an open bar. Do that every 5 years.
See, you're giving fuel to my argument. People are always asking me, you know, you and your boyfriend have been together so long. Why don't you get married? And I always say, give me one good reason to get married, like a really good reason, and I'll do it.
Yeah,
and
but you guys don't sleep around. Reason. You never sleep around. You don't go out with other people. You might as well be married.
Well, we don't sleep around right now, but at some point we might want to. And I mean, I don't think I would want to. Who'd want me?
Right.
So it's not like I have a lot of options. Because we're not married, we have those options. Like the world is our oyster.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's not. The world is not your oyster because you're doing exactly the same thing a married couple does.
No, but because we choose to, not because a document or a piece of paper tells us we have to.
But even with people that are married, they can still do whatever they want. That document doesn't mean anything.
I know, but then it's called adultery, and then you have to give your house to somebody.
So if you guys broke up right now, you wouldn't split things right down the middle? You would take yours and he'd take his?
I mean, I would, because I love him. I'd want him to have stuff, but legally I don't have to. No, if we broke up right now, he can walk out the door and we can never see each other again. And I keep my stuff and he keeps his stuff.
Would you have to cut the dog in half?
No, my dog.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You have two dogs now. So he can take one.
He could take the other one.
Right. So there you go. You don't have to cut your dog in half.
Nope.
That, That's bloody.
We'd get a dog.
Yeah, I just wonder which end you would get. Would you get the front end?
You know which end I'd get.
You'd get the front end, and he'd get the back end of your dog.
Well, unless we just cut him, you know, down the middle, so we each get like a...
You get the right side, you get the left side.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it, I say.
Then once a week, you guys meet up at the dog park and put them together.
Put the dog back together,
yeah. Run, be free.
You're sick.
Life is too short. If you're not happy, and you go, do something else.
Yeah, I say to our listener, exactly, I agree with you. If you're just best friends, you can continue to be best friends. Mm-hmm. I think people feel like if they split up, they suddenly have to change their relationship. They can't talk anymore. But that's not true. I think it's whatever you want it to be. You can still be parents together. You can still be best friends. Mm-hmm. But it's probably not healthy, and it's not fair to him. If you're not interested in him and you don't want to have sex with him and he's just your friend, let him go fly and be free and meet somebody who thinks that he's amazing and wants to rock his world.
Yeah, you're deep down, you don't want him anymore anyway.
Exactly.
You don't.